Hello?
Hello. I'm in Colorado, and I'm right near where Wren's cabin was.
Hello?
Are you a relative of Renault Regan?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You knew he had a cabin in Colorado,
yeah.
Didn't you? Yeah. Well,
I have to get my niece a birthday present. I don't know what to get her. I'm sorry. I was thinking about something else.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Do you happen to have Brian Regan's phone number? Because he's the only one I know that comes up here to the cabin.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, up here by the. We've had a bunch of problems with bears here in Colorado breaking
Hello?
Into cabins, breaking windows and things. And a bear broke some windows in Wren's cabin.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
I'm trying to get a hold.
Trying
to get a hold of Brian.
Hi, so much talking already. What?
I'm trying to get a hold of Brian Regan.
Why do you think I should make for dinner? I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you start again? What were you saying? What?
Well, I'm trying to get a hold of Brian Regan because he needs to come up and fix the broken windows in the cabin.
Okay. Oh, my husband, he's doing something so silly.
Hey,
oh,
hey, what's dinner?
Stop it already. Stop.
I want dinner.
Stop
it. Get off the phone.
He's such a pain in the neck.
Get off the phone.
You go away.
No, I'm hungry. I want dinner.
I'm working on it. Oh, see what you're making me do. I'm sorry. Oh, he's such an old pain in the neck. Oh, what were you talking about again? What?
Get dinner.
I'm
trying to listen. Yeah, but
I'm trying to get.
Oh, are you married?
Oh, my wife passed away 28 years ago. I'm 80 years old.
Where's dinner? I want dinner.
I told
get
you I'm busy.
Phone.
I'm saying I don't know what.
All you do is talk on the phone.
He makes me laugh. A pain in the butt, but he makes me laugh.
Oh.
I don't know what to
like
make
you,
for dinner. You
sounds
know,
like you guys have quite a,
dinner,
quite a circus going on there.
How many chickens have I cooked in my lifetime? Let me tell you.
But you have
more oats than thousands and thousands of chickens.
But do you have a phone number of anybody here in Colorado that I can call to come up and fix the broken windows in the cabin?
I said there's a roasted chicken, you know, it's a fallback. It's not exciting, but who doesn't like a nice roasted chicken?
Oh,
there's
I love
a
chicken.
Pot roast. But it's a little bit hot now for a pot roast, I sort of think, you know.
I think
pastrami sandwich.
Chicken was my dad's favorite
saying?
Food, I
what,
think.
Huh? Oh, I'm thinking about food. Go ahead. Go ahead. I interrupted you again. I'm sorry.
Do you have any phone numbers of anybody here in Colorado that I could call? I'm in Colorado.
Okay.
And I need to get a hold of somebody here in Colorado so they can come fix the broken windows in Wren's cabin.
Yeah.
So I need a phone number. Yours is the only phone number I was able to get, and I thought you could give me a phone number so I could call somebody here in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have an address and a phone number book that you could get me a phone number?
Mm-hmm.
I would appreciate it very, very, very much. I have been trying and trying and trying because it's supposed to snow here pretty soon.
I don't really understand. Could you start again?
Yeah, I need a phone number for somebody here in Colorado that can come up to the cabin.
Yeah.
So I can call them.
So you're selling me something?
No, I'm not selling anything.
Yeah, you're a salesman, right?
No, I'm an old retired guy. I'm 80 years old. I don't sell things. I'm retired. I've been retired for 18 years.
Uh-huh.
I don't need to sell anything anymore. I just need to be able to get somebody
to come up. It's going to rain where you are. Should I take my umbrella?
Yes.
I have to go out later.
It's supposed to snow here in a day or two.
What were you talking about there?
I'm talking about broken windows that need to be fixed. And I need to get a hold of somebody that can come up to Wren's cabin and fix the broken windows.
It's been so hot.
Not hot here.
Oh.
It's supposed to snow.
I interrupted you. What? What were you saying?
I'd say it's starting to rain here a little bit, and the next couple nights it's supposed to snow. That's why I want to have somebody come up and fix the broken windows in Rondell's cabin.
I don't like it when it's hot, but I don't like it so much when it's cold either, because then my arthritis bothers me. What were you talking about? Could you start again?
I just want to get a phone number. Could you give me a phone number for somebody here? Like Brian Reagan?
Are you almost done? You're still talking? I never heard someone talk so much.
Oh, my God. I just want a phone number.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I quit talking because you say I talk too much.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Can you
call Brian Reagan? That must have been...
I like a bagel and lox with a schmear. You know, that's you never get tired of that.
I like
the bagels with all the seeds on them, but it gets stuck in my teeth. Oh, it's not so good.
I like Lender's bagels.
Oh, there I go again. What were you talking about?
All I need is a phone number.
Wait, who did you say you were again?
My name's Larry Ingram, and I want to get a hold of Brian Reagan.
Uh-huh.
And I need a phone number.
I've been thinking about my grandson. He doesn't ever call me.
Is that Brian?
That's not very nice.
Brian your grandson?
I got this one grandson. He could at least call me once in a while.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've got eight.
You have grandchildren?
I've got eight grandchildren. And I've got three great-grandchildren.
Yeah. And he doesn't live very far away. He doesn't visit me either.
They live pretty close. I get to see him quite a bit.
No time for me. It makes me very sad. Oh, sorry. What were you saying?
All I need is a phone number if you could give me one for Brian.
Did my grandson tell you to call me? I've been waiting for him to call. Are you sure he didn't tell you to call me?
Well, if you would give me Brian's phone number, I would tell him to give you a call and say, hey, you've been neglecting your grandmother, and she would like to hear from you.
Yeah.
I would tell him that if you would give me his phone number.
Mm-hmm. He told me, you know, it's Tuesday. He told me he would call on Tuesday. And here you are, you're calling me on Tuesday. So
yeah.
I'm sorry, could you start all over again? I was thinking about my grandson.
If Brian,
what are you calling about?
Is Brian, I'm calling about some broken windows in the cabin here in Colorado. A bear has been on the rampage and broken windows.
I don't know. What's the matter with young people? What's the matter with young people these days?
Oh, I don't know.
He's got no time for me. He's so busy. Why is he so busy?
It seems
I'm
like
I'm not going to be here forever, you know.
Everybody's way
yeah,
too busy.
Yeah, when I'm dead,
anymore.
He'll be sorry.
Yeah.
What were you saying? Can you start from the beginning again, please?
Well, could you just give me a phone number, Brian's phone number, or somebody's phone number here in Colorado because of the broken windows in the cabin?
He just went on vacation, you know, my grandson. He had time for vacation, but does he have time for an old woman? No.
Yeah.
I'm ungrateful.
I'm 80 years old. I'm an octogenarian.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're not going to give me a phone number, so I will let you go now, and maybe we can talk again sometime. So.
Yeah.
It's too bad that you can't give me a phone number, because that's all I really needed or wanted was a phone number, but.
Get to the point. I got things to do.
That is the point. A phone number. That's all I want.
I got this new pair of shoes, but they pinch something awful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say goodbye now. What were you saying? Can you start over?
I'm gonna say goodbye now. I've said everything I need to say.
Yeah, so, why do you keep calling me?
I've only called you once. This is the first time I've ever called you because I never had your phone number before. Because
mm-hmm.
you live a long ways away from me. You live up in Oregon, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Berkowitz tells me it's not good for me to get upset.
Yep. Oh, I knew some people that lived in a little town in Brookings, Oregon. It's way down by California. It's a little bitty town.
Yeah. You know, and all this talking, I'm just getting upset.
Okay. Well, I don't want to upset you anymore, so I'll say goodbye. Bye-bye.
I have many things to do here, and you just keep